As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're just a few days away from the start of the NFL draft. A lot going on with the Eagles, what they'll do with pick 32 or a trade up. And of course, the Phillies, a weekend which had 2 wins, but that bullpen is a real problem. 215-592-9494. Hugh, joining us right now is Rhea Hughes.
Yes, and Rhea is brought to us by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress, Joe. You found your perfect mattress yet?
Our mattress is okay. I don't know if it's the one. Your Forever Home. I don't know if it's the Forever mattress.
It's not the Forever mattress.
No, I might need a new one.
I actually built a bed frame.
Really?
Like a nice bed frame.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
They lied, said it would take like 45 minutes. It took me four hours.
Okay. But that's not too bad. It's one afternoon.
I stopped for a cocktail in between because I was stressed out by building it, but it's beautiful and I'm very happy with
it. They should put that in the directions. 45 minutes or 4 hours if you stop for a cocktail in the middle.
Exactly.
Rhea, a lot to get to. Let's start with the Phillies in the weekend, then we'll work our way to the Eagles. Look, 2 out of 3 is good, right? You always want 2 out of 3.
That's what Meatloaf said.
Mm-hmm. But they were this close to losing 2 out of 3 to the Marlins because of this bullpen. Rhea, it's a real problem.
Saturday was so funny because I had a lot of errands to run. So I'm listening to Fransky and Stocker. And I remember I'm driving down Moya Mensing and I'm, heading home. And it's all happy. That's 11 to 4. And, it's all going. And as I slowly get home, you hear the stress start to creep into Scott Fransky's voice.
Scott's the best, isn't he?
He is. You can tell how a game is going just by the inflection in Scott's voice.
Yes.
And, and then we get to yesterday. And, listen, I'm not as sold on Orion Kerkering as a lot of people, but, of what you have, your best three people are Orion, Alvarado, and Strom. Strom and Alvarado, because of what happened this weekend, are not available tonight.
Mm-hmm. So now they're going into their biggest series of the year so far.
Romano will pitch tonight.
There's no if it's a close game, his 15 ERA is rolling in there.
Yeah.
So look, they're second worst in baseball in ERA, and they have to figure out something here. Now it's
best in quality starts.
I know.
It's insane.
They've blown 6 saves already.
Yeah, I know.
And now I saw Topper after the game yesterday. Said it's the first time they lost when leading after 7. To me, that's more luck than anything, right? They've blown the games, but they've actually won them. That probably won't continue. Rhea, they need to do something. So the issue is it's hard to find replacements in April, right? You're not going to probably make trades in April.
Yeah.
So, all right, what do you think? Is it crazy? Is it plausible that Painter is the answer? The way I look at it is, they don't need a starting pitcher. Now, they might if they have an injury, but right now, they don't need a starting pitcher. No. They need a reliever. But your thought on my idea that Painter could be the help as the season goes on.
Has he ever done it?
I don't think so.
Has he always been a starter?
I would imagine he's always been a starter. High school, he came out of high school, right? Then he pitched here for a little bit, and now he's coming back from the injury.
That's the thing is, he's not coming back from like a, shoulder inflammation.
Right.
He's coming back from, you're going to pitch him like every couple of days?
So the way I view it is he would pitch 2 or 3 innings, because he's built up to that already, every few days, right? The way I view it is they have a lead after 6 innings, and he just finishes that game. Yeah. And then he'll pitch again, 3-4 days down the line. I just think He could help more.
I keep hearing he's the best.
I know.
Prospect we've had, you know, what, since Cole?
Yeah.
And but you know, we had a discussion this morning, and I don't disagree with DeCameron. It's like, well, you know, what about Ranger going in there?
Hugh mentioned that this morning.
Yeah.
Well, and the whole point is, you know, Ranger's not going to agree to that. He's in a contract here.
But what is he going to say?
He leaves it to his agent, who is Scott Boras.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to tell him. It's that would be, to me, the easiest move to make.
Yeah.
And he's done it. And he's done it.
Yes. And he's done it.
It's a contract year, though.
I mean, if he agrees to it, that's great. But, you know, Scott Boras is going to go, uh-uh. No, you are in a contract here.
So part of the equation there is now, he didn't pitch great on Friday. He only pitched, what, four innings? But whatever
Taiwan,
it was. If Taiwan pitches well, they could just say, Ranger, we don't have a spot right now. You know what I mean? It's almost like not a demotion. It's you have.
Oh, no, you have to ask.
Yeah.
But I just think it's there's more chance of Andrew Painter going to the bullpen than I think Ranger.
I just feel like they have, it's almost like square peg, round hole. They have more than enough starting pitching when they all get healthy.
Yes.
But they need to fix the bullpen because, Rhea, we've known it. We've seen it in other years here. A bad bullpen could ruin a pretty good team.
Oh, well, the 2020? Was
yeah.
it 2020?
And yeah. 21.
Wasn't that epically bad?
They had the worst bullpen ERA ever.
Yeah. Well, they're at second right now. So, trending upward.
And it's one of those things you can't run from it. You could have a good offense, a good starting rotation, but every night.
Well, because what happened yesterday was a prime example because, you know, I know some people are like, I see Twitter after the game. Why did you take out Jesus, I get it. He was injured last year.
Yep.
He's been pitching brilliantly. I don't want to mess with that either. By the fact that Harper and Stott, you know, played sloppy defense, he had to throw 21 pitches in that inning.
Yes.
He wasn't coming back out for the eighth.
Well, he was, and it's April, right? They're not going to push him.
And I, you know, I'm always like, you know, don't blow again. But to me, that, you know, that seemed reasonable. And it's not like the Marlins are a major league team.
They're not.
They're not. They have one guy.
Hugh, they are. You like to call a lot of teams tomato cans.
But
the Marlins
really
are really tomato cans.
And I almost, you know, you see a game like yesterday and this weekend, and you try to explain away, well, they play down to the competition. No, you're not. You don't have that luxury to do that.
No, not. And Saturday, that was Romano. They threw a guy in there. What they did to that poor pitcher that they called up.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they went, dude, you just got here. We're going to blow out your arm for like six. I mean, Fransky was crushing them.
They basically were conceding the loss. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Completely concealed it.
And they almost beat him.
And then Romano comes along.
Man, it's a mess. Yeah. And this, you know, as
Man,
much as...
It almost makes it a game.
It did make it a game.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
As much as Topper's going to get the heat day-to-day for
not
this...
Not for me on this one.
This is Dombrowski.
I have somebody a little bit higher up.
Middleton. Because he stopped the spending?
Because he stopped the spend. Like, you know, it was...
He got tight all of a sudden.
You know, and people go, I'm not talking about what his payroll is. I'm talking about what he spent this offseason.
Yeah.
And I don't... We know the outfield wasn't good enough.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Kepler's not really doing anything for me. And this bullpen is not very good.
Well, and then it's hard not to look at Jeff Hoffman.
It's thin. I'll say this.
It's thin
after the top three guys.
But that, see, my concern is they're going to burn out the good ones.
Oh, they're on base. I forget what the number is, but it's insane the amount of innings that Strom and Alvarado, we know what happens to them when they pitch them too much.
Yep. Well, and then the issue is, like, because the bullpen is so bad with the other guys, Saturday, Alvarado should have never had to come in the game. When you're winning 11-4, your closer should be able to go home early, like, let alone come in the game.
That's you put Romano in that, because it's not a high-leverage situation until it was.
He made it one. He totally made it one. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll get to some Eagles stuff, specifically about A.J. Brown for a lot of different reasons. Tyler's at Bryn Mawr. What's up, Tyler? Tyler,
hey, what's
up?
Going on, guys?
What's
hey,
up, Tyler?
How are you guys doing today?
Good, what's Tyler. What's up? Tyler?
Good. Typically, Joe, I don't agree with you on your Phillies takes, but I agree with Painter in the bullpen. You know, he just came off the Tommy John surgery. I don't want him throwing seven innings, eight innings every 4 or 5 days, maybe one inning, maybe two innings, you know, every other day. I think this is the best way to bring him up. You also mentioned David Price, you know, in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
The Rays did that. He was huge for getting them to the World Series. Obviously, they lost to us. But, yeah, I think that's the right play, you know, having him. And with Ranger, I don't care what Boras says. Put his behind in that pool. He's always hurt. Always hurt. I mean, he hasn't had a healthy season as a starter yet.
Well, he hasn't, no.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we know he can do it. I mean, he's the one that closed out the NLCS against the Padres, and he did it in 21 absolutely. To a really high level. Like, Tyler, for me, if they just keep the Painter thing the way they're going to do it, he's going to arrive in June or July. He's probably going to pitch really well, 4 or 5 innings at a time in the rotation, and then they're going to blow his starts because the bullpen stinks behind him. It just feels like we got an answer, and we don't want to go there because, you know, I understand why. He's a great pitching prospect, and you don't want to mess with it, but I just think it would help them win the World Series.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, right, this year from the All-Star break on, put him in a bullpen, then next year have that, you know, build him back up, let him be that 15, 16-year starter we all think he can be, just like David Price has been for his career.
Yeah, and a lot of guys have done it. Yeah, Tyler. Yeah, and the Ranger part, I'm with you. I know Hugh and Rhea have made the point, and they're right, that his agent probably wouldn't like it, but
no.
Hey, man.
Who cares? You know, he'll get paid next year regardless of where he goes. I don't need to see Boris have any more influence on this team that he already has.
It's too late, I think.
Yeah, yes. might be on that. Tyler, good phone call there.
Was Smoltz a starter?
Yes.
And then became, like, how many years was he? I'm just trying to remember.
He was later into his career.
Later into his career when he became a closer.
Yeah. It usually seems to happen in the beginning or the end.
Yeah, right? Brett Myers. Yeah.
Now, Jonathan Papelbon did it and never went back to the rotation because he was a prospect as a starter. I mean,
and such a great personality.
Yeah.
He was different.
Still the all-time Philly save leader.
Bryce, I know.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah. But Bryce was a little arrogant as a young buck.
No, I'm just saying, Papelbon was about that action, though. He was about that action.
Yeah, some may have thought of Bryce as a punk when he was that stage of his career.
Yes.
Including Cole Hamels, who plunked him.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, like, back in the day. Because you imagine that guy's a Philly, and he became a Philly.
Well, you just never imagined that Cole would be the one who did it. Because Cole didn't have that reputation.
Yeah,
as,
and Cole,
you know,
he's a wiry little fellow.
Yeah.
He's not, you know, you don't think. But those be the ones that have the spit fires.
Oh, yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's the quiet ones you got to worry about. Was Cole good on? I listened to yesterday's game.
I was listening on the radio too.
On the radio the whole time.
I did read that he was good.
I wanted to check in, but I forgot.
Did you watch the game, Buzz? Or just
I was
listen?
There. I didn't hear it either.
Okay. I'm sure he was good. I thought he was good in spring training.
I heard him in spring training. I didn't hear him yesterday.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get to some Eagles stuff here. First, Rhea, you broke the news this morning that AJ Brown unfortunately had his car stolen. So let's hope he gets that thing back.
Well, AJ broke his. This is why I
you broke make, his news.
I broke his news. And I wonder if it's the car. Somebody had said that like he had kind of this budget car that he used to drive to.
Okay,
like it was a Honda or something.
Something like that, but like an older one. Because Hondas are very good cars.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
I drive a Honda.
But apparently it was a several year old car. And it got stolen. And I was joking maybe. They started off-season workouts today, and he probably needed a ride from one of his teammates or had to Uber.
So we have a clip, AJ. He posted about this, and then he put up a video. Here's AJ talking about, unfortunately, his car was stolen.
Come on, Philly. Come on, man. You stole my whip last night.
Come on, man. I make a deal with you, bro. To whoever you are, which I'm going to find out soon. I make a deal with you, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. I won't press charges, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. And you can go on about your day. But if I find you, come on, bro. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. And I'm gonna come in the interrogation room. I might see about you, my boy. Like, I'm on that. But just bring the whip back, bro. You smooth with it though. You pulled up at 3:42. You walk. You got up out of there at 3:45. You fast on your feet. Real fast. I'm gonna show you how fast I am on my feet. Yeah. Real talk. Like, this finna get done today. Like, bro, so you might as well pull back up, bro. Drop that off, bro. We know where you at right now. Right now. Like, pull back up, bro.
All right, Hugh, you've unfortunately had experience with this kind of stuff. You got any advice for AJ here?
Well, I will say this, because they stole both of my Hellcats. Mm. They stole both of them within.
They steal your Lamborghini?
No, they did not steal that one. That was because that was in the garage. That used to be in the garage, but
except for when you would park it illegally when we did remotes.
those days are long gone. We abide by the law now.
The old Hugh Douglas.
We abide by the law now. But the first
Hugh,
one.
You can't park there. Yes, I can.
The first one I got stolen, Rhea, I had that same bravado.
Yeah.
When I was talking about, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. Friend of mine told me, one of my friends that, let's just say he's more adept in the streets than I am. He said, that's not what you want to do. These kids nowadays stealing cars, they're equipped. And it's more than one person.
Did
normally.
He say 3 minutes it took him to get that
yeah,
car?
Yeah, wow.
3:45
they left, he said, yeah.
The first one that they stole it in the daytime. I went inside. Some friends of mine were in town. I went home to take a shower.
Wow.
I jumped in the shower, and I got out, and I was walking to the parking lot. And I was like, wow, that car looks like mine. And I was like, no, but here's the thing.
It was moving?
No, it was. Yes. He was driving out the garage, right? And I was like, the hood up on that car. And I was like, that looks like my car. That is
that
my
is
car.
My car.
That is my car. And I started yelling. I'm like, yo, took off. That was the first one.
Yeah.
They cameras all over the place. Wherever they went, they never saw that car again. So wow. I called myself the second one. I got the, it's called the U-Connect, the some Guardian that Dodge has for their vehicles. Not supposed to be stolen. It's supposed to be able to track it wherever you are, wherever
got
it's in
stolen.
The States. Mm-hmm. Man, they took that sucker and never saw it again. Never saw neither one of them again.
Wow.
Ever. So I don't, like, that's why I was kind of curious to what kind of car that he has. If you know where your car is, bro, you need to go probably get that, like, right now. Because it's probably, wherever it is, it's probably not going to be there too long. And this is a port city. So it's good chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's a high-end vehicle, that thing probably gone. They probably chopped it and chopped it up or whatever.
Well, he's saying he knows where it is, so it's got
So if he knows where it is, he probably needs to go get it.
I know where my car is parked at all times.
Right. So you know where it is.
I know where it is.
Yeah.
Which was helpful when it got towed one time.
Well, yeah, but that would be very helpful.
Yeah. But it's like these car thieves nowadays.
You come out
and
you think it's stolen, and in fact, no.
Car thieves are ridiculous with it. They get them quick.
Yeah. There's no worse feeling than you think your car's somewhere, and then you go there and it's not there.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's towed or stolen,
it's
like
horrifying.
Because I can understand, Hugh, why you're like, that can't be mine. Because I've had my car towed before, right? Yeah. Most people have.
Yeah.
And you go to the spot, you're like, wait, maybe I parked it somewhere else.
Yes.
And then it hits you like, no, it was here, and it's not here anymore.
It's the worst.
It's gone.
You feel violated, too. And the unfortunate thing for me, I've never seen either one of them ever
That's
again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, never saw them again.
Wow.
And that was the end of that kind of car for you?
Well, you know, because I was telling y'all, I said I want another one, but I don't want the drama that comes with driving a car like
yeah.
that.
Well, if you get one, don't tell anyone. Let's keep that quiet. We'll come back for the third time. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's go back to the phones, and then we got to get Rhea's take on the draft. The Eagles Thursday night. Aaron is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
What a great topic, car theft. Being in San Diego, every time you drive across the border, you'll see the Federales lined up with their brand-new Tacomas, and you just wonder how many of those have been taken from San Diego and taken over the border.
I'm sure more than a lot of those, Garen. I'm sure it happens. All right, what are you thinking on the Phils here?
I cannot believe that people are using the Phillies and World Series in the same sentence.
Because of the bullpen?
If you watch that series this weekend – they allowed the Marlins in two games to score 17 runs.
It's remarkable. I mean, the Marlins team, I watch a lot of baseball. I don't know who any of those guys are.
Not a clue. Cal Quantrill, just because I know his father played.
Paul,
played here.
Yeah, but they're maybe the most nondescript team in baseball. They're not even top prospects. They're just guys.
They're just trying to get through.
I think their payroll's like $20 million for the season. Yeah.
It's insane.
And you're right, Aaron. They came in here and they just beat this bullpen around for 2 days.
It's amazing, you know. And in terms of, you know, the most frustrating thing, too, is after the game, listening to Topper just kind of like do his like, they're going to get better. It's like, where's the fire? Where's the energy? Where's the turning over the table and trying to wake these guys up?
Well, I wish he had a little more of that.
That's not Topper. Although I've never seen him run to the mound as fast as when he thought Jesus Luzardo was it.
You're right.
I heard Fransky. He's like, oh my God, he's running out of the... And I'm going, oh no, he must have like broke something.
Topper running? That's new. But Aaron, to defend him a little bit, what is he supposed to say? Like the owner and GM gave me a garbage bullpen? So I'll go, he can't say that out loud.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Here, Joe, I'm actually in agreement with you today. You know, I think they should bring, you know, Painter up. And if you're concerned about the, you know, the surgery or the arm, then go to a 6-man rotation for a period of time, you know, where you can satisfy Ranger, and then you can, and then move. You know, Taijuan Walker is usually good for like an inning or two before he falls apart. So I think he'd be all right in the bullpen.
He may play up a little bit. I don't know. Like, if you move Taijuan, am I going to get excited about that? Is that the key to fixing this?
You want some exciting moves.
Yeah, like a high octane reliever.
But the thought process was going into this that you were going to a 6-man rotation, but Painter was going to be the 6th man.
Well, he's the depth piece.
Yeah,
he's going to replace someone.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, if we need to bring. I know he may not be ready, but you know, unfortunately, with the way that Rojas are playing, we need Crawford to come up and see what
Rojas
what
is actually playing.
I know he had a good weekend.
He had a really good weekend.
I'm surprised you didn't come in here today saying, "See, I told you so."
He almost caught Bohm at home plate.
He is really fast when he's on, and Bohm's really slow. So that's a good combination.
It's a deadly combination.
Aaron, no, look, they need help out there, and we appreciate the phone call. The issue is it's hard to find help in April, so this bullpen thing might continue for a while. All right, Rhea, draft Thursday night.
Yes.
Do you have a player? Do you have a name? Do you have like this? Number 32. It's hard to get a gauge on what they're going to do. How about a trade? Like, what do you want to see them do on Thursday?
If the player they want, you know, which everybody keeps saying, is it Walter Nolan? That's the
defensive
guy you hear
tackle.
About. Yeah,
from Michigan, right? That's the Michigan.
Ole Miss.
No, Ole Miss.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about.
Ole Miss.
Okay.
If he's close enough to trade up and get him, Ezeraku's a local kid.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of great stuff
about
him.
I think
he has
a cool name, too.
I do.
Donovan Ezeraku sounds like a good football player.
And it took me a long time to learn how to pronounce it.
I had a good name for him, but they wouldn't let me.
So did you hear about this?
No.
So
I had a name for him.
Donovan Ezeraku has, I believe, Nigerian roots.
He's a Nigerian, and we got Aziz Ojulari.
Yes.
And I was going to call him the Angry African.
So he suggested this as if I could say this out loud. I was like, we're not doing this.
What?
You're trying to get me in trouble. We're not saying this. He thinks he's real funny. We're not calling him that if he gets here.
More at you laughing.
I know.
Really?
Because he really thought he came up with something. We're like, no.
Proud of yourself?
Yes, I am.
Because I don't think he realized at first what he was suggesting.
No, I mean, I didn't, but after he looked at me crazy, I did.
Other than the nickname. Yes. Nah, he'd be cool to have. I'm in on Ezeraku.
Yes.
We're not calling him that.
No. No, we're not. We don't want to keep our jobs.
Right.
Except for you.
Yeah.
Look at, I have never seen
you. He's in tears over here.
So giddy about anything you've ever said.
No.
And I've known you for like 20 years.
It was the look that you gave me when I said
we all gave you the same look. Like, we're not going to call him that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you in this social climate?
Wow.
All right. So Walter Nolan, Ezeraku, one of those guys. We've lost you for the rest of the day.
Oh yeah, we've lost the segment, I think.
It's over.
Yeah. Look executive.
Is he crying?
Yeah.
Are there literal tears?
He's going to start snorting next. So that's the next thing. We've lost him.
Well, that's when you know you have me.
Yes.
When I snort. Like, I don't snort that often.
Okay, I'm back.
You good? All right. Trade up if they like a player? Like, what are you hoping for Thursday?
Like, a couple spots. Like, okay. Not a lot. I mean, I think, you know, God, they have the draft capital.
They have 20 picks next 2 years.
So, yeah, I would like to see something, you know, move up. You want to see something because it's just been, you know.
Blah.
Hey, we won the Super Bowl. Oh, man.
It's been a blah offseason. Yeah. And defense, I'm assuming? or are you in on the offensive idea, too?
Well, I think they've got everybody on the offense signed through, like, 2035.
Four out of the five linemen, the quarterback, running back, two receivers.
I mean, yeah, it better be defense.
Well, that's what I've said. And, you know, Hugh over here, Mr. Offense.
What, are we going to get Lane's eventual replacement?
Or he wants a wide receiver.
Oh, you're wide receiver.
I know. Tell him. Please tell him. It's ridiculous.
Who was, what was the receiver's name from, what was it, Texas?
Matthew Golden.
He ran a 4.2.
Okay.
He's a slot receiver.
Wonderful.
I was like, I mean,
we need defensive players.
No, I'm just saying, if we got a slot receiver ran a 4.2, I wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, I would like to get a receiver, but maybe like in the third round.
Right. I'm saying, but if you got him at 32 and he was there, I wouldn't have a problem.
No,
yeah, but
need defense. AJ a third or a second?
AJ Brown was a second round pick.
You can get great receivers in the second round.
You know, it's funny because when I said that, people got mad at me for saying, but I can't. But
you're actually right about that.
You can get a good receiver in the second round.
Oh, I enjoyed Friday driving back home from the Brigada. I thought literally Kyle was going to lose his mind.
Oh, that's why he's out today. He did a weekend long headache. Yeah, he needed it. Yeah. Once in a while, you need a break. And we get that.
You guys were killing him. It was beautiful.
He was wrong. 215-592-9049. Rhea, thank you and enjoy the draft, and we'll see you soon.
You got it.
All right, there she goes, Rhea Hughes. All right, coming up, your phone calls. Plus, we got to get a little update here on the A.J. Brown situation. Friday, we threw out a hypothetical. It became an actual thing up in Boston with a report on their station about the Eagles and A.J. Brown, the number 4 pick. We'll give you that update and what Adam Schefter said this morning about the possibility of an A.J. Brown trade during the NFL draft. 215-592-9494. Are you with me? Andrew Painter, move him to the bullpen to save this bullpen. I think that's what the Phillies need to do. A lot of people today say, nah, just let him be a starter. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.